Warning, this show contains childish adult content and is intended for immature, mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised. The views spoken are ours and ours alone, not those of any other bugger. If you're easily offended, we strongly suggest finding another podcast. Everybody neat and pretty, then on with the show.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Diz After Dark. As always, I'm your host, P-Dubs, and this is the first episode for... No, not second episode for September. Or is it first? No, it's the second. I'm getting confused. We're recording so many different shows in advance because people aren't here and things like that, that I'm getting completely confused. But it is our second episode for September. And as you can hear, joining me is Mr. D.
Hello there. I decided to drop the Geordie accent that I'd used earlier before we started recording.
Yeah, I didn't go with the Welsh one either. I didn't think I could keep it up for the whole intro. And someone who never has to change their accent unless he's playing Ghostzilla is Craig.
Or I'm a Texan.
We're not going to go into that. We were just having a whole conversation about that before we started. We're not going to go there. Let's just say we were discussing the sort of things that Walmart sell that probably shouldn't. But I would be remiss to start the show without asking, what is everybody drinking? So, Mr. D?
Okay, so I have raided the cupboard.
Are you running low?
No, actually I'm not. I've got, because it was my birthday recently, I've got a plethora. How's that for a word? That's a good word for a Monday.
I like that word.
Plethora of beverages. And the beverage of choice tonight is I got a whole bunch of little miniatures. So I've got a Hotel Chocolat velvetized chocolate cream.
Ooh. That's quite fancy.
It's vodka based, I'll say that.
Okay. But yes. And Craig, I know you're not going to have much drink because I think you're going into work in about 2 hours. 3 hours. Yeah.
So you'll never guess what I'm drinking in a million years, but I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's a vanilla double espresso oat milk latte.
Wow, very Ryan.
Oh yeah, at least you've gone for it. I suppose with the amount of, how many words was in that name?
Answers on a postcard. It'll clean me out tonight, put it that way.
keep you awake, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So we haven't done one for a while, but due to goings on over the weekend, we are going to do a bit of a new show. So
a new show, so
we are going to talk D23. So, yep, as I said, we are going to talk the D23, well, Destination D23 kind of panel. It kind of feels like D23 Expo, but it's not. And it was actually done in Orlando this time. So all we're going to do, we're going to go through, basically, I've got the live blog from the event, because honestly, I can't remember everything that was announced in brackets. Because a lot of it we've either heard before or is kind of pie in the sky stuff. And I know a lot of people are getting a bit annoyed with Disney for doing this. But isn't it Disney's way? If they didn't announce something, people would be up in arms.
I think, P-Dubs, I think the difference this time, so they've always, this is kind of typical, isn't it, of kind of D23, but I think What's different this time is the pipeline is kind of empty, really. Whereas before, there's been things in the pipeline like Tron or, you know, Rise of the Resistance or whatever.
Hyperion Wharf.
Yeah, plus some of the stuff they said they were going to do, but didn't, like the Mary Poppins raid and things like that. So there was a kind of pipeline, and then they'd have these D23s or whatever, or shareholder meetings or whatever, where they talk about kind of future ideas pie in the sky, and you'd know that for every, I don't know, I'll make up a number, for every 20 they talk about, they're probably only going to do 3. But this time, there's kind of very little in the pipeline, and yet they're still doing the usual kind of, well, here's a load of things we're thinking about, whereas people are like, well, if you haven't even greenlit any projects yet, knowing how long Disney take to actually implement anything, that means there's nothing coming anytime soon, like anytime in the next kind of 5 years, you know? Yeah. I think that's what's getting people a bit kind of uppity.
I totally agree with you. But it is, as we say, Disney's way. They like to excite people just to see it all come crashing down and not actually happen. There are a few bits that are going ahead that have already started in some cases or are happening in the very near future. And they started with some of the smaller bits. So Ahsoka will become part of the popular Star Tours attraction at Disney Hollywood Studios, Disneyland Park in California, and Disneyland Paris beginning from next spring. So this is a little insight into what we were talking about on Patreon the other day with Smuggler's Run. Why is it a 30-year-old attraction can add new stuff, but Smuggler's Run can't?
Yeah.
It's... Yeah, well, there's another one in a minute we'll talk about, which is kind of the same, really. In fact, it's older than Star Tours, and it's adding stuff, but
yeah,
it seems to add quite a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And yet other attractions get neglected.
Yeah, definitely. But I'm a little bit lacking in understanding. I've watched all of Ahsoka so far, and I don't think there's been anything really that they could add to Star Tours so far. So I'm guessing it's coming in the later episodes.
Yeah.
I would hope. Anyway.
I'm loving Ahsoka. But I'm also like, do you know what I mean? It's a weird show.
Yeah.
But you've got to have watched, I think you've got to have watched the cartoons.
Definitely.
Fully understand.
Yeah, it's a strange one, and as I say, so far, not really anything that I see fitting into Star Tours, but we shall see. That's the first one. I'm excited for it. Any plussing of an attraction like that is always good. Not the greatest, obviously, but I'll look forward to it. Hopefully I'll see it at some point. They'll probably remove it by the time I get back to a Disney park, but... So on to the next one, and this is it's a small one. It's not something overly exciting, but it's something we always say that Disney needs to do, that they need to be on top of things, getting their new films into parks. So Asher from the new Disney animated film Wish will soon be coming to Epcot, Disneyland Resort and Disneyland Paris. Now, I can't imagine any of us... Well, Craig, I know you go to character meets. Mr. D, I can't imagine it's the most popular thing for you.
No, not now that the kids are kind of up and out. I mean, you know, we'd get our pictures taken with a character if there was like a 2-minute wait, you know? We certainly wouldn't wait any amount of time.
Yeah. Well, obviously, this will be popular with the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Character meets always are, and it's nice to see one of the new films being put straight into the parks as soon as it comes out.
Yeah, that's good.
We're expecting it to be the first hit they've had for a while then.
Well, I don't really know, because the last one, Elemental, apparently was a bit of a sleeper hit.
Hmm.
In so much that there's rumours going around that they're doing a sequel and a spin-off TV series.
Okay.
So...
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I can't honestly say that I've seen anything about Wish at all.
Bane.
No, I don't think I have seen much.
So, there we go. We shall see. But, again, good to see him acting quickly on a new property. So, this is one that we already knew. They've been working on it for probably the last couple of months. And that is the Hatbox Ghost is coming to the Haunted Mansion in Orlando, but not until late November.
And this is the one I was alluding to.
Yeah.
So, you know, the Haunted Mansion's had a number of upgrades over the years. And I understand, you know, it's a fan favourite and I love it and it's great. But maybe expectations around the movie might have fueled some of this as well. But still, I mean, it's... Yeah, there's just so many attractions. You could list a load of them that have never been touched, you know. And Haunted Mansion's had a number of different upgrades. So
yeah, and it's one of those ones that it always felt like it was special to Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was their little bit. Though we say that a version of the character is in Phantom Manor. Despite that, it always has felt like that there was that mystery about where it went and why it never reappeared and things like that until it did. But yeah, as you say, he's the main villain of the film. Mm. So it's pretty much, I'm guessing that's why they've done it.
Yeah.
Because people that have only ever been to Orlando wouldn't know who he is.
We did think he was already in the Haunted Mansion when we went. Because of the film, we already thought he'd been put in. So we were looking for him everywhere. But obviously, he was not there.
Currently, where he stands is apparently a box. So he's there, or at least partially there. But yeah, he's there. At the moment, he's in a box and not a hat box. So
living in a box. Living in a cardboard box.
First bit of singing for the evening. So moving on, this is something that is brand new. It is an expansion, but it is brand new. Disney California Adventure Park, a new world jumping vehicle is coming to the next attraction in Avengers Campus to help transport superheroes into the multiverse. So the creative director from Disney Imagineering, Brent Strong, says it's a ride vehicle featuring a design that combines elements of Tony Stark's time suits with Zandarian jump points and Wakandan technology. And there is a picture. It doesn't give anything away, though we saw the artwork from last D23 Expo, didn't we? So this is the ride that's going to feature King Thanos, the Thanos that actually did win the Battle for Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all they're giving away. But the expansion pad's been there right from the word go. It was in the original plans when they built it at California Adventure. Now they're just actually filling it. So not much known other than that. But it's only California that's getting it. Disneyland Paris won't be. They don't have that expansion pad that Disneyland has. And Disneyland Paris has obviously got two attractions already anyway. Well, one and a half. So it's an expansion to a fairly new land.
Mm-hmm.
If you were going to do that first, I would have done it to Galaxy's Edge and given it that the third attraction that was meant to be there first.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, but, I mean, I've heard people say that the ride vehicles look a little bit like Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind. Interesting to see if it's that sort of ride, because obviously Guardians of the Galaxy has been hugely successful, I would say, in Epcot.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. I would imagine it's going to be something similar.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it not being a coaster of some kind.
Yeah.
Because that park has only got one coaster.
Yeah.
So.
Well, fingers crossed it's as good as Guardians of the Galaxy. That'd be great.
Yeah.
You give people a reason to go to California.
Yeah. If you need one. Yeah, Definitely. Well, I don't think anybody needs one.
Not when you've got a new podcast to promote, anyway.
No, definitely not. So next one. Oh, we're plusing another old attraction. At Walt Disney World, the Country Bear Jamboree is getting new songs, and the Bears will be performing a new act in 2024. The Bears will be reinterpreting favorite Disney songs in different genres of country music.
They need to stop doing this. They need to stop like plugging Disney songs. I mean, how many iterations of this have we had? You know, why did they think Harmonious failed? You know, it was another greatest hits album. You know, now on the plus side, I've heard arguments, people saying, well, you know, Country Bear Jamboree was going to get scrapped, and at least this keeps it. And I've heard that they're going to redo the animatronics and change it from the old hydraulics, because Splash Mountain, the old hydraulics, I think, have all come up, and it's going to be servo-driven animatronics, so much easier to maintain and easier to change because it's a computer program. So, that's great, but the whole thing about, you know, Disney songs again, it's like, oh, come on, guys, you know.
Are they not just sanitising it?
Yeah, or even if it was, I mean, obviously we don't really know what it's going to be, but I've heard that the songs are already written, so somebody knows what they are.
Yeah.
But you know, if it was a mix,
them songs in Bear, Country Bear Jamboree, some of them are a little bit risky.
I know, yeah.
And they should be allowed to still be a little bit risky.
Yeah, well, that's not the world we live in, unfortunately, Craig. But, you know, you could still have a couple of Country Bear songs. And then, yeah, okay, if we need to, then let's have a couple of Disney songs in there as well that kind of suit. But it doesn't, if it's just all Disney hits, it'll be a waste of money, I think.
Didn't they try this with the Tiki Room?
Yeah.
And it failed miserably.
Yeah. You know, do something unique. You know, you're Disney, you're supposed to be, well, you are, you know, super creative.
And there's something charming, though, about listening to them animatronics and the air pressure and watching the whole, I mean, I'm gutted we just didn't get round to doing it in August. I love it. I absolutely love it. It's air conditioning. It's 20 minutes off your feet or 10 minutes off your feet. And it's always full. Yeah. You know, people say, it's not. It's always full.
Mm-hmm. They always are.
So we'll definitely be doing it when we go. Just see the last, you know, probably the last time we do it in its current format. Oh, well, maybe not, but who knows.
Well, this is meant to be opening next year. So
maybe.
It probably more than likely will be.
Mm-hmm.
So next, again, this is something kind of new. A new Pirates of the Caribbean themed lounge is coming to Adventureland at Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Yeah,
up for that. Adventureland desperately needs more stuff at that end.
Have they said where they're putting it? Because I've got a theory.
No, they haven't.
I thought the area that they identified was, I thought it was, you know, if you're heading up towards Splash Mountain with Pecos Bills on your right.
Right? Yeah.
I thought it was the area on the left after Pirates of the Caribbean.
Where the little food booth is.
Is it the Golden Golden Horseshoe? No.
Golden Nugget?
Yeah. I thought it was in that area. Maybe wrong, but that's what I thought.
It makes sense that it's, as I say, that end, because it's just dead.
Yeah.
But they've also got the old pirate.
The stage.
That area, but I can't remember what it was called, where you pay to get dressed up like a pirate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they.
That is literally.
Of the
Yeah, we did it twice, or the kids did it twice, and it was pure pirate gold in there. Absolutely.
And then there was that old card game as well, where you used to go around to the screens. Wasn't the main bit of that there? Yeah.
Sorcerers of the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah. Wasn't the main bit there as well for that? I'm sure it was.
I think there was a bit there,
yeah.
Because you had the dressing up area where they put the makeup on you, but then you went out and there was a little sideshow where they give you your doubloons and there was a secret thing that you went into and stuff like that, and it was all yo ho, and it might just literally be that they're fitting that out. I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you look at it though, there is a trend, isn't there? So you've got things like Trader Sam's at the Polynesian, can't get in it. It's always packed. You got Space 220, you got Ogus Cantina. I mean, even in the Animal Kingdom, you know, Tiffin's,
Nomad.
Nomad Lounge. So themed bars in the parks or in the resorts seems to be becoming a thing. And kind of makes sense, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Is it a walk-up? Is it signature dining?
Literally not said. It just says it's the first of its kind experience and will extend the story of Pirates of the Caribbean. And they're only in the design process now.
Yeah, and I think aren't they talking about another Pirates movie, sort of rebooting the franchise?
Yeah, guy that's directed something recently.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, it's the showrunner on Last of Us.
Right.
Is writing it, and apparently he took the script to Disney just beforehand, and everybody that had written it with him went, this is too weird, they're never going to go ahead with it, and then they bought it and said, yes, we are going ahead with it.
Good, but we're good then.
Yeah.
I want more Jack Sparrow. I don't want Jack Sparrow to go. I just want him to be used properly as opposed to just falling around drunk all the time. There's more stories there. But,
I mean, the first one served to tell you that he isn't the lead character.
Yeah.
He's better when he's the side character and he flits in and out of the story like he did in the first one. And then they went, it's such a big hit. Everybody loves Jack Sparrow. Let's just make it all about him. Yeah. And it didn't work.
No.
Well, he doesn't have to go anywhere. He's been cleared. Give him a job. I'm all for it.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you something. The gallery that we've got in town here has expanded their floor space because of the amount of his paintings that they've sold.
Wow.
What, Johnny Depp's?
Yep.
Holy schmoly.
When are you making your first purchase?
Oh, I've looked a couple of times, but they're ridiculous. Like, if you want one of the originals, they're like 10 grand.
Wow.
And even the prints are like £500. So... Yeah. And they're just he's just about to release his second collection with them. So, still popular, clearly.
Yeah, clearly.
Moving on to Epcot, World Celebration will begin welcoming guests in December. That's the last of the three neighborhoods in the multi-year transformation. Finally, there might not be walls up in Epcot. Yeah, I doubt it.
Well, some of them have come down, haven't they?
Yeah.
Recently.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Yeah, because I'm part of that Journey of Water, inspired by Moana, will open on October the 16th.
Yeah, I'm pretty pissed off, really. There's about three things now we've talked about. One's November, one's December, and one's October. And we leave on the 2nd of October. It's just not right.
And the Moana thing looks and sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, from what I've heard, as a
it does.
You know, as a kind of light walkthrough attraction, so it's nice.
Yeah. And she will be meeting and greeting within it as well. So that's quite cool. A themed meet and greet area.
Yeah. It's got toilets built into it so that you can go and get the kids changed after they've had a splash in the water through that. That's just a nice little touch, isn't it?
Plus, for some of us older people, you know, all that water, it makes you want to go anyway. So
we'll be fine. Sticking with Epcot and kind of touching on something Mr. D spoke about earlier, a new nighttime spectacular at Epcot called Luminous: The Symphony of Us, which will debut on December the 5th, Mr. D.
Bastards.
Those 3 months after you go just means you're going to have to go in the new year.
So the only thing that worries me about this is how quickly they've pulled this together. Now, so Luminous sounds a bit like Harmonia, so that's on the bad side. On the good side, the Symphony of Us sounds a lot more like We Go On, you know, the kind of Harmony of Nations, you know, the original World Showcase kind of.
Or are they talking about themselves?
Well, yeah. So just don't know, but it does slightly concern me that they've pulled this together so quickly, but surely they know they've got to get this right after Harmonious, you know?
You would hope so.
I don't even know what we watched. What did we watch? Was it that greatest hits of Epcot?
Yeah, it would have been Epcot Forever, which is the most inappropriate title.
It was Epcot Forever that we're going to put it on for 3 months.
Yeah. It should be Epcot Forever again. Epcot Forever
and again.
Yeah, Epcot Forever 2 Electric Boogaloo is what it should be.
I mean, it wasn't a bad fireworks show as they go. You know, if you're walking around Epcot and the fireworks just happen to be on, we enjoyed them.
Yeah.
For something that was meant to be temporary.
Yeah.
That's ended up becoming a lot longer running than it should have been.
Yeah. The thing with Illuminations is when you're staying in the beach club and you've just got off the monorail to walk through Epcot to get back to your hotel and Illuminations was on, you would always stop and watch them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they were special.
Illuminations is amazing. Yeah. I mean, literally, if they just did like Illuminations 2, you know, an update to Illuminations, I think everybody'd be delighted.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they didn't keep any of the barges, you know, like even like a centerpiece barge. But hey, I'm glad they didn't, but I'm surprised.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
To see one of those.
It was very strange. So, lastly, in Epcot. Another ride that's being reimagined
again is
Test Track.
Yeah. Back to the Future.
I'm down with it. I don't know what's the contents of the reimagine.
So Imagineers, along with teams from Chevrolet, are reaching back into history for inspiration from the original World of Motion and bringing that spirit of optimism to the next iteration of the Test Track attraction.
When you look at the concept art, it looks quite futuristic. So although it's you know, the car, the vehicle itself, it's hard to know, but there's like what looks like a kind of smooth looking futuristic ride vehicle. So it looks like they're gonna skin the ride vehicles that are there. But there's quite a lot of foliage and stuff in the concept art, and it looks like the sun's coming up. So it's almost like you got to believe they're going to deal away with the look they've got right now, which is the, you know, very kind of stark, like neon lights, very black, and go for something a bit different, almost like World of Motion. I think World of Motion was done before we were on it, but it might be worth watching an old YouTube video just to remind ourselves what that looked like.
Did the original Test Track? I mean, I did ride it. I can't remember. Did that have the design element?
Yeah. I don't think it had the build your own car element. I don't think so. I think that came with the second iteration. But what it did have was it was more like you were testing an actual vehicle. So there was a pre-show movie where they kind of talked about how cars were designed and developed and tested, and they showed there was a lot of video, a couple of little characters.
Well, that'll be in the car building room.
So
because the kids absolutely love it. The kids loved all that, the design and the cars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, the thing about it is, I mean, they're going to spend money on this, which is great, but it doesn't look like they're going to change the track. So the actual ride experience is going to be the same.
Yeah.
What you see from the car might be a little bit different, maybe a little bit rethemed, maybe better, but
ultimately
it's the same ride. It's not going to make people come to Disney World, I don't think. You know, you're not going to plan a trip to go and see a new version of Test Track or a new version of Splash Mountain or a new version of, you know, whatever. You're going to go there for new attractions like Rise of the Resistance, Velocicoaster, Guardians of the Galaxy. I know Velocicoaster is universal, but you know what I mean? It's new, exciting attractions, and it helps with some of the park capacity problems. I mean, you know, that's an issue. You know, they've become so popular that park capacity is an issue, and this actually makes things worse because you're going to have to take these rides out of service while you refurbish them. So your capacity is actually going to go down, and then they're going to come back in, and presumably they're going to be the same capacity. So, yeah, I don't know. I don't really get it. But
No, I agree. Considering when the best version of it is actually in California, and is Radiator Springs.
Right. Well, so exactly. So take Radiator Springs and put it in Hollywood Studios.
Yep.
You know, Universal have done it
been talked about.
With Transformers and Spider-Man.
Yeah. Obviously, in the case of Test Track, one big advantage for Disney is that they aren't going to be paying for this. It's going to be Chevrolet that will be paying for it. So it's kind of a free upgrade for them where they've got a ride sponsor. But
yeah, and you do wonder whether it's Chevrolet that's dictated it, that they wanted something new.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, so moving away from the theme parks for a moment, the bought cruise ship that was being built now has a name, the Disney Adventure. And they have confirmed, as we all suspected, it is heading to Asia, and that's where it will stay because it is too big for anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's going to sail from Singapore.
Genius.
As its home, and will sail from Singapore and throughout Southeast Asia, and will feature the Disney service, storytelling, and entertainment everybody knows and loves. Though there was a joke in the announcement that the Imagineers were working on the casino as they speak, because there will be one. Though it's not Disney's way, there will be one on their ship because that's what it was built for. The Asian market wants one. Yeah.
That market demands it, I think.
Don't think they're going to fall for the Disneyland Paris trick of not selling alcohol anymore. Yeah. So, yeah, that was confirmed. That's the seventh ship. They also talked a little bit about the new private island at Lighthouse Point, which I think is due to launch very soon, if I remember rightly.
Next summer, I think June next year.
Yeah. So that was it from the cruise line. We got a tiny look. And I think this is where a lot of the Disney fan hate will kick in. This is the blue sky section.
Ooh.
So this is the stuff that may exist, it may not.
There was just one other that we didn't talk about. Was it Blue Sky though? I thought the Tree of Life.
That's still underneath it. It says it's just announced, but it's still only concept at the moment. They've not gone further. So we'll talk about that. Okay. So yeah, a new show based on Zootopia is being created for the Tree of Life Theatre at Disney's Animal Kingdom. Says the current concept for the new Zootopia experience has guests visiting the different biomes you only glimpse in the film, traveling along with Judy Hopps, Nick Wilde, and other characters. And it does say Imagineers are currently finalising the concept.
Right, okay.
So this will tie into one of the bits we're going to talk about in a minute. This was originally meant to be in Dino Land, and they scrapped it.
Yeah.
It was meant to be Zootopia, which I always thought was a strange place to put it anyway. I always felt like the train out to Rafiki's Planet Watch was always the obvious place to put Zootopia anyway. But yeah, concept art, it's pretty much just art from the film in the picture. Mm-hmm. Just the characters that we already know that have been in the film and in the TV spin-offs. Nothing new there.
I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, I love Bugs, Tough to Be a Bug. I think it's a great 3D show, and just the theatre's amazing, themed, and going underneath the Tree of Life and that sort of thing. It's really good, but it's never got a queue. You know, it's a walk on every time.
Yeah, we did it. We purposely took the 4-year-olds in to freak them out, and at various points, it wasn't full. It was maybe three quarters full. But when it goes dark and the spiders come out and whatever, the kids were screaming. It was brilliant.
Yeah.
It'd be a shame to see it go.
It will be, but I can see them. I can see why they want to do something in there.
Yeah.
You know.
And the thing is, they close it half the time and there's other events on. Like, if they're doing something special with the Tree of Life, it won't be open and things like that. So it'll be interesting to see where they go, if that's going to be the same with this new show or whether that's going to stay open or not. And then coming back to what we've just talked about, Dinoland USA. The current concept is Tropical Americas. We can say goodbye to Dinosaur in its current form.
Yeah, disappointed about that.
Say hello to Indy.
What do we think? Is it a clone of California, or do we think it's a new ride, you know, new themed ride, but still based on obviously the same track system?
It'll be the same ride. I'm sure it will be.
But same scene for scene, the same ride, or do we think maybe from the new film? Or
new film was a flop, was it not?
Yeah, but
I think they'll stick with the original.
How long's Indy been there now? 15 years or something in Disneyland? I mean,
it's 20. Yeah.
How can you retheme a ride with a 20-year-old ride? You can't do that.
Anything they could do would actually get Harrison to voice him.
Yeah.
But I can't imagine it's going to be much different.
I think it's got to be, though. I think it's got to be.
It's lazy if they don't.
If it was a smash hit, like, you know, like Guardians of the Galaxy, I could see them putting that somewhere. It's a smash hit. It's a new ride. But a ride that's so old. You know,
it's a clone anyway. They're both exactly the same.
No, I know, Paul, but, you know, to just put the same ride in, people are just going to go, what? What? You know, yeah, I've done that in Disneyland. Why would I go to Walt Disney World to see that, you know?
Thing is, we're talking about something that may not even happen.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, if it, you know, okay, they're blue skying it, so I'm blue skying it and saying, well, what kind of Indiana Jones ride would it be? Because I don't see how it can be the same one.
What's this indie story based on, the one that's out there now? Is it based on a film or is it just its own?
No, it's just its own standalone. You've also, there is another version of it in Hong Kong, I think, that's got a different name and a different story as well. Right. So it may well be that it's exactly the same ride, just with a new theme to it.
The only other thing that strikes me about this is, you know, kids love dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And taking away Dinoland just feels like a huge mistake, you know? Especially when Universal have just upped their dinosaur content. Do you know what I mean? They've just put in Velocicoaster, which is a huge hit.
Yeah.
You know? We've just given them three monster ideas for Jurassic River World, which is going to smash it. I'm sure they're going to steal one of them.
Yeah.
Hopefully mine.
Yeah. Our first day in a Disney park was Animal Kingdom because we checked into Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
And one of the first rides we did in there was Dinosaur. And it was basically a walk-on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was at the end of the day, it was close to park closing. But there was no queue whatsoever.
I just think they need a dinosaur. I know everything's based on IP now. I think they need a dinosaur franchise. Right? I think they need to create one.
Yeah, because and I suppose we've
got a big gap, I think.
Yeah, and we've literally talked about one attraction so far, and it's not just one attraction. So, as you say, IP heavy. You can clearly see the House Madrigal from Encanto in the artwork. So I think we can safely say we will be talking about Bruno.
Mm-hmm.
For a start, what else? Price? I'm trying. Not a lot. But what else have we got? I can't even zoom in on the picture. Let's have a look and see whether I can.
Well, I mean, there's something that looks like an Inca temple, but I'm guessing that's associated with Indy. But it still looks like they've got the spinner ride.
Yeah.
You know, the whatchamacallit? It's not Triceratops spin, is it? No. Yeah, it's Triceratops
Is
spin, isn't
it?
it? Your primeval whirl, which is the one
Yes.
that's gone, and then Triceratops spin and dinosaur. So it
Yeah.
looks like they've still got that spinner. So it looks like they're gonna keep a little spinny thing. And then yeah, they've got Encanto. But it just feels like random tropical South America land now. I think that's the new name for it.
Yeah, it says tropical Americas is the land. I would imagine there might be something up related in there. Maybe that's what the spinner will be themed to. But I can't think of anything else really that fits there. You can't see, there's not a lot else you can see.
Yeah, I mean, you stretched it, you know, Coco.
Yeah.
You're set in Mexico, but you've already got sort of Mexican Pavilion in
Epcot. Yeah.
So, you know, it'd fit better there, you would think.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And it does, it literally lists the two things that we've said, Encanto and Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That's all they're giving away so far. Back to Epcot. I don't know why they did it all in a weird order, but this isn't Blue Sky because it's actually already happening. And that's Figment doing his meet and greet.
Yep.
It's incredibly weird.
Yeah.
I don't want to meet a 7 foot tall Figment.
No. Time out.
People do though, don't they? I mean, he's still a popular character, so
lots of people do.
That's fine, but to me, it's just
animatronic.
A thing. It's like,
like they did with Baby Groot and Grogu.
Yeah,
it's just very weird.
I'm not actually. I was going to say I'm surprised that they didn't bring back Dreamfinder, but then he isn't in the ride now, is he? So.
Yeah.
It would almost be better like a Dr. Channing in Figment, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So a Dr. Channing character with some kind of small Figment animatronic, a bit like Trash Can, so maybe it's an animatronic where there's another guy behind him and makes him talk.
Yeah.
So he can talk and Dr. Chandler can talk, you know, that would be a little bit more interesting, I think. But
yeah,
hey, people like Figment and it's an easy win.
Yeah,
I get it. Why not?
Yeah. And that pretty much covers it. We mentioned the Beyond Big Thunder Mountain.
They didn't go into any details.
I've missed one, have I?
Yeah. One that we will be able to take advantage of. The only one on the freaking page that we will be able to take advantage of. Soaring Over California returns to Epcot this month. So we are lucky because we will get to see both versions of it.
Is it changing while you're there?
Yeah, I think it changes on the 22nd of September. So we're there from the 16th to the 29th, and then we move to Universal.
All right.
So, yeah, we're going to make sure we get to see both. Because I like the current version, but I love the original version. The music is just so good.
Yeah.
Some of the scenes are so good. I know the image quality won't be as good because it wasn't digital. Hopefully,
but at least it looks real.
Yeah, hopefully they've kind of refurbished it or whatever, but I like the original.
Yeah. So as I say, they did talk about Beyond Big Thunder Mountain again, but with no more details than we already knew.
Yeah.
Still in the planning stages. But interestingly, Encanto was included in that when they first talked about it. So that's now moved from Magic Kingdom to Animal Kingdom. So back to the drawing boards on that. But that pretty much covered it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of hot air.
Yeah.
And not a lot else.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. There's some nice little additions. Some that are needed, some that aren't.
Mm-hmm.
Some that will go some way to help in certain parks. And in the short term, some that are going to cause a struggle for those parks. But we'll see. We've got less than a year now until the next D23 Expo, which has just been announced. It's heading back to Anaheim again next August.
Yep.
So hopefully we might find out a little bit more then. But for now, that's it.
Yeah, they have been offering some pretty good deals though. So I think they are a bit worried about park attendance. They've just offered I don't know if it's just in North America, but they've offered a deal where, depending on the level of room, you know, whether it's a value, moderate or deluxe, for each night you stay, you get like a gift card credit, and it's some pretty heavy discounts. So they're obviously a bit worried about park attendance going through into 2024.
Yeah, definitely. If they're doing deals like that, then we know in relative terms they're still earning quite a lot of money, but they are struggling.
Yeah,
there's no doubt about it, and I think that's going to be continuing for a while. Yeah, but hopefully they'll come out the other side. But we'll still be here to talk about it. We're not going anywhere. So, right, I think that covers the D23 stuff. But that's not it for this show. We have got somebody on their way to Orlando. As you hear this, will be there.
How lucky they must be. I wish I was them. Oh, wait a minute, it's me.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
So, Mr. D is heading to Orlando. So we're going to have a quick chat about your trip, Mr. D. Because we haven't talked about it that much. We talked more about it on the Universal show.
Yeah, we did, didn't we? Yeah. Sorry about that. That's just me prattling on. But So, a couple of days. We've got, five days now until we leave. I'm really excited. There's four of us who are going this time. So me and wife, Kerry, and youngest daughter, Heather, and Heather's boyfriend, Nick. And we're calling it Nick's Big Adventure because he's never been to the States. And he's never been to a theme park. So
this is just going to
blow his mind. Him? Well, we are, because, we're going to town. So we fly out of Gatwick on Saturday. We got lounge booked for Gatwick. So we're going to try the number one lounge, I think it is. We tried one last year, which was pretty good. We're trying a different one. It's just under the same family of lounges. So that'll be that'll be interesting. And then we fly with BA into Orlando, into MCO, and it's the new Terminal C we get into. We did that last year. I thought it was fine. I know some people have complained about it. I thought it was fine.
I think it's improved now.
And then we got TuneCamp picking us up. Yeah. I mean, we were there not long after it opened last year, and we didn't have any issues. Now, maybe we just had it lucky. But, maybe there weren't a lot of flights arriving the same time as we arrived, but it was a beautiful building. We came straight out. The bags were just about there. And then you go straight to immigration and then you're out. And we didn't have a car to worry about. So I don't know what it's like if you've got to go and pick up a hire car. We used a town car service. And we're going to do that again this year. And he's going to take us to Winter Park, actually. So we're not going straight to any of the resort areas. And that is because it's mainly a DVC stay, so our home resort is the Poly, and we're going to be in the Poly for 12 nights. We've got two studios for 12 nights, but I didn't quite have enough points for the number of nights that we wanted to go for, but I did have some free nights on hotels.com, so we booked two rooms in the Park Plaza Hotel in Winter Park, and that's okay because we wanted to go there anyway. Winter Park's a lovely place if you haven't been there. Quite close to Universal. Quite an affluent town. It's a university town. Right on the lakes. And there's a scenic boat tour, which takes about an hour. That's really good. We'll do that. and we'll have, you know, have a look around the town, have brunch there, whatever. And then we're getting picked up and taken to Disney, taken to the Polynesian. And the first thing we're going to do is check into the Polynesian, and then we're going straight to Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party. So
boom.
That'll be our second night there. So boom, straight into it. We chose that night because after that night, the prices jumped up quite a bit. And for four of us, it was almost like a free ticket. It was almost like, you know, buy four, get one free almost. So we thought, what the hell, it's not going to be our first night. It'll be our second night. So we'll go for it. And Mickey's Not So Scary is only on until midnight. And our hotel is very close by. So yeah, we'll be tired, but who cares?
Literally jump on a monorail and you'll be there.
Yeah, a little boat or whatever. So that's going to be our first night. Obviously, we've all done Mickey's Not So Scary a number of times, but Nick, it'll be a new experience for him. So really looking forward to that. Hopefully, looks like the weather's going to be okay. It's going to be hot. Not touch wood. Don't see any signs of any hurricanes at the minute, but who knows? And then yeah, we've got 12 nights in the Poly. We're going to all the parks. In the middle of it, there's a sort of busy-ish weekend. So what we tend to do is hit the parks during the week, and then on the weekends we try and do other things like water parks or Disney Springs or even go outside the parks. So on that middle weekend, we're going to hire a car. We're going to pick it up at, I think it's the Hilton near Disney Springs. And then we are going to take a day trip. We're going to go to the old Spanish sugar mill at De Leon State Park. We've done that once before.
I think that's where...
go for it, Craig.
We picked our hire car up this holiday.
Was it?
Yeah. Doubletree, Hilton Doubletree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, near Disney Springs, yeah. Just that there's like partner hotels on the front
of
Disney.
Yeah. It was a weird experience. He was very laid back. There was a lot of building work going on in the hotel. They were drilling. They didn't have any internet access, so we had to use his iPad. And we had to stand around for an hour while they cleaned the van. And then the tank came to us half empty. But he was so vague and not interested that we didn't have to fill it up. And we just left it with half a tank when we got back. It was all right. It was just a very strange experience. You know what I mean? The van was fine, but just be prepared for a pot herb to save you, basically.
Okay, thanks for that.
Yeah,
looking forward to that now. See, hopefully that goes well. But yeah, we're gonna go to De Leon State Park, have breakfast there. It's a lovely little state park, but the breakfast is make your own pancakes. You got like a hot plate in the middle of the table. You can make your own pancakes, and you can then get other stuff that goes with them, like blueberries and chocolate chips and all that kind of stuff, bacon, eggs, sausage, whatever you want. And then we're going to go to St. Augustine, spend the day in St. Augustine. And then next day we've got the car still, so we're going to go to a celebration in the morning, I think. And then drop the car back. In terms of other things we're going to do, I mean, you know, there's very little that we haven't done, the three of us haven't done before. The only new thing, I think, will be Tron. So we're definitely going to ride Tron. And if we're lucky and they've done like a soft opening of Moana, then obviously we'll try and catch that, the World of Water. But other than that, I don't think there's anything like new. We've done Runaway Railway and Rise of the Resistance and Ratatouille and those things. So that's fine. We're mainly gonna do quick service. We'll do food and wine, obviously. And there's so many good quick service restaurants. We've got a list that we like across Walt Disney World. Things like Blaze Pizza and Disney Springs, and then there are, you know, some good places in the park, like we've got like Dock and B7 and that sort of thing. But we have got a couple of sit-down meals booked. We've got Chef Art Smith's in Disney Springs. We love that one. We've got Fantasmic Dinner package booked. Kerry and I are going to go to Hollywood Brown Derby for that. And Heather and Nick are going to go to sci-fi. She wants to take him to sci-fi. So we're going to split up for that one, and then we'll meet at Fantasmic. And we've got a slot booked for Space 220 Lounge. So just a lounge for a cocktail, whatever. We're not going to do Ogre's this time. We thought Ogre's was okay, but we wouldn't do it on every trip.
I think the offering there has gone downhill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think it's the experience that it was.
Definitely. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't rush back.
No. I thought it was good, but it was okay. I'm glad we did it, and we'd probably do it again at some point. But yeah, there's just other places we want to go. You know, we'll try and get into Trader Sam's at the Polynesian. We couldn't get in there last time. The only time that she offered us a time, we couldn't make the time the last time we were there. So we definitely want to try and do that. And there's a couple of other lounges that we might try and do. And we want to try and do jelly rolls this time. That is one thing that we've never done. So the Julian Piano Bar at the Boardwalk, we definitely want to try and do that. What else? I've got a feeling. Oh no, Teppanyaki. Sorry, we've got Teppanyaki booked in Japan. That's a good laugh, and he's never done anything like that before. So yeah, that's a summary of our Disney trip. We're going to try and mix it up a bit. We'll definitely do Typhoon Lagoon. I think Blizzard Beach is still closed, so we can't do that. But we'll definitely do at least one day there. And we will hit the parks pretty hard, and we'll try and kind of see a few other things like I talked about, Celebration and St. Augustine. And then on the 29th, we move to
Universal. Park up the road.
We've got 3 nights. Yeah, the other one, you know. And we've got 3 nights at Cabana Bay, and it's a Volcano Bay room, but they don't know that yet. We plussed it up, and they don't know, so that'll be a surprise for them. And we've got one night at Halloween Horror Nights. That's our very last night. So we one night at Halloween Horror Nights with Express Pass, and then we fly back the next day. So fly back on the 2nd and get back on the 3rd of October.
And magically, you're still going to be on the next show.
Oh yeah, by the magic of Disney and Universal in this case.
Yeah,
but yeah, we'll try and do some stuff when we're in the park. Craig did some great little videos and podcasts and stuff like that. We'll definitely try and record some stuff, and we'll do some kind of little summaries of what we thought and what we liked and what we didn't like.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how much Genie Plus we're going to do. I think it's going to depend on, just how busy the parks are, and it's kind of mixed. There seems to be mixed views on that. It should be a quieter time of the year, but then there's no such thing as quiet. But it just depends. I think we will do Genie Plus on days when we're hitting, in particular, the Magic Kingdom and the studios. I think those two would definitely benefit from Genie Plus. I think in terms of Rise of the Resistance, what we said was we'll do an early morning at Rise, sorry, at the studios, and we will try and get on Rise of the Resistance. And if we fail, then we'll just buy a Lightning Pass. We'll have one go at it. And then we'll buy an individual attraction selection.
That was exactly what I did in California.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of what happened last time, but I think we had two goes at it, and we queued up. Everybody ran as soon as the gates opened, everybody ran for Rise of Resistance, and there was a cast member there, and you were talking about the theming, and how the cast members kind of stay in character last week, Craig, and she's like, there's been a disturbance in the force, and we're thinking, what does she mean? Well, she meant that Rise of Resistance had broken down, didn't she? That's what the disturbance in the force was. So that ended up being a bit of a mess, and we thought, right, okay, well, we'll give it one go, and if that don't work, then we'll just pay for it. And probably the same for Tron. It doesn't seem like it's that hard to get on Tron.
No, we got on every time we wanted to.
Yeah.
And we got Blase with it as well, and we missed our times a couple of times and just wrote it off, basically.
Yeah.
What you've just got to remember is if some of you don't go on it and then you're trying to book it again later, you've got to cancel them down off the my Disney Experience app. Otherwise, it right. cocks it up
right.
For the next time you're trying to book it. But
yeah.
Sounds like a great trip, yeah, Mr. Mean, Day.
Look forward to it, but definitely going to hit a couple of these attractions up that might be changing. So we will definitely do Country Bears Jamboree, and we will definitely do Tough to Be a Bug for sure. And we'd have done Test Track anyway. So be interesting to see how those things evolve. And like I said, we're looking forward to doing Soarin' before and, you know, before and after. So current version plus the California version. So that should be good. Look forward to that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you very much, Mr. D. Can't wait to hear about the trip when you get back and while you're on it, as you say. Thank you both for joining me once more.
Pleasure.
Yeah,
it's always good to chat. A nice bit of, we haven't done a new show for a while, so it was quite nice to dive into some Disney news. But we will be back with another episode in a couple of weeks, which secretly we're just about to record. Break the magic. Where we will be talking about Craig's Disney trip and a conclusion to the debit card for Raw.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Remember, you can follow us or help us out on Patreon with patreon.com/ After Dark Podcast Network. For $2 a month, you can get extra bonus content. Like Mr. D says, there was quite a lot of extra stuff from Craig's trip over there that you won't have heard on the regular feed. So if you want to do that, you can help us out for just $2 a month. Mm. And we will see you on the next episode.
Ta-da.
Bye-bye now.
Why? Because we like you.
Kick it!
Can't get enough, can't get enough!
Kick the 1, 2, 3!
Mickey Mania! Never gonna end Mickey Mania!
You're a bug, you're by your friend!
Mickey Mania!
He's really a nice mouse.
He sure is!
Now hold on, move it, live it up, prove it, give it a rock, the house of the mouse!
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.